This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
For a Port Richmond couple, the coronavirus is an opportunity to start to enterprise their own vegan charcuterie boards and cheeses.
All the cheeses that we have are wildly different from each other. We have a blue cheese that's kind of soft and crumbly. We have a Munster that's kind of on the harder side. We have a Boursin, which is kind of more like a dip. So we try to make sure that whenever we offer a charcuterie board, to have a selection of cheeses that are very different from each other.
The idea came to them naturally, kind of by accident.
This is kind of how it came about mostly. It's like, she's vegan. I'm very heavily leaning towards the vegan spectrum, right?
You're vegan curious?
I'm vegan curious, yeah. I'm vegan sympathizer. I'm an ally. I do most of the cooking in the house, and the philosophy is always like, make it so that she can eat it, and so that I want to eat it.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kozent in Port Richmond in the neighborhood of Adam Campos and Shannon Nettie, who are Ladybug Philadelphia, and they are producing vegan charcuteries and meats. So explain how the two of you started this. How did you get into it?
Well, desperation, really, or just frustration with the service industry, right?
Isn't that the story of COVID, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. So what happened was I returned to the service industry for a little bit, and I didn't really like the conditions that I had to work in. So I decided that I'd take my chances in the real world. And it's not like we started out thinking, oh, we're going to do vegan charcuterie or vegan cheeses or whatever. We just started out thinking we need to do something. And so just kind of kicking back and trying to think about what our collective skill set really was. And it just kind of happened kind of organically. One day we just made some cheeses and posted them on social media, and people seemed to really like the idea of them.
Shannon, I understand you're a vegan.
Yeah.
Did that play into it? Were you like, let's make something that I like to eat?
No, we kind of just eat vegan. He likes to cook vegan so he can enjoy the taste of the food.
Adam tells me otherwise. He says it was for you.
Well, so this is kind of how it came about mostly. It's like, she's vegan. I'm very heavily leaning towards the vegan spectrum, right?
You're vegan curious?
I'm vegan curious, yeah. I'm a vegan sympathizer. I'm an ally.
Okay.
And the philosophy has always been like, you know, because I do most of the cooking in the house, and the philosophy is always like, make it so that she can eat it and so that I want to eat it. And my problem with going to places, bars and restaurants that have a vegan offering is that the offering is normally like, oh, it's just vegan, so they'll eat it. So it's just something, it's like a throwaway item, like hummus or seitan wings or something like that, right? So, you know, thought it might be nice to do something that would look like some thought was put into it. Initially, the idea was to make like Thanksgiving dinners, and I wanted to do something that wasn't as ordinary as mashed potatoes and a meat substitute or something. So the cheese thing just kind of happened. I had asked her about a year ago what she missed the most about being vegan, and she said fancy cheeses. And at that point I was like, well, good luck with that.
So how do you make cheeses? Like, how did that come to be?
Yeah, we got a couple books and thought that would be something we could work towards down the road, and then just got in the kitchen and started experimenting, and before you knew it, we had a full cheese and meat plate, and we're like, oh, look at this, it goes together with these homemade crackers we make, and look at this, and took a picture of it, put it on Facebook, and we were surprised at the interest.
What are you substituting for milk when you make the cheese?
So there's different kinds of processes. Most of our cheeses are cashew-based. We have some that are yogurt-based in order to accommodate some people that might have nut allergies or whatever. But for the most part, it's not that hard to make something vegan. People always ask me, it's like, hey, what's this, what would you substitute in this? And basically, making vegan food is just adjusting things to fit a flavor profile that people who aren't vegan are used to. And
does it taste like cheese or does it taste like cashews?
It tastes like cheese. We have all the cheeses that we have are wildly different from each other. We have a blue cheese that's kind of soft and crumbly. We have a Munster that's kind of on the harder side. We have a Boursin, which is kind of more like a dip. So we try to make sure that whenever we offer a charcuterie board, to have a selection of cheeses that are very different from each other.
So was COVID like the excuse you needed to be a business owner?
Oh, yes. Oh, for sure. I keep saying this. I don't think this would have happened had it not been for COVID. In a way, it was kind of a blessing in disguise because, you know, I'm in my 40s. We've both been in the service industry for a very long time. And this is the kind of thing that we wouldn't have been able to do if we hadn't had the time to devote to it. The service industry schedule is brutal. You come home really late at night and you're on your feet for 10, 12 hours. So like on your days off, you don't really want to do much. So something like this really took me getting in the kitchen for about a month, like cooking 3-4 hours a day and just trying to find what Ladybug was going to be. And I don't think that I would have been able to do that, that we would have been able to do this had it not been for the time that, and to be honest with you too, the unemployment benefits, once they started kicking in a little bit more, that also kind of gave us the incentive to be able to pull this off.
So like, you knew you're getting paid, you're gonna be okay, let me start a new venture.
Pretty much. I mean, like, the getting paid is kind of, unemployment's not really getting paid. You know what I mean? But to be honest with you, the money in the service industry wasn't that much better than unemployment. So it didn't really feel like it was worth it because, you know, as somebody who's been in the service industry for as long as I have, 20 years in Philadelphia alone, the reason to do it is because you have fun and because you can make money, right? But going back after COVID, I wasn't having any fun and I wasn't making any money. So, you know, and me being in my 40s, it was kind of like, okay, so what's the point now? Might as well try to figure out, while I have this slight, slim as it is, kind of unemployment cushion, might as well just go for it now, you know, because what's the worst that can happen? Like I said, the money going back wasn't that great. The people going back weren't that great.
I bet everyone's all stressed out.
Yeah, everybody's all stressed out. And, you know, everybody has different ideas of how things should be.
Were the customers tough with, like, put your mask on, take your mask off, put your mask on?
Yeah, I feel like I spent more time telling them to keep their mask on than I did taking their orders and stuff. So it was mostly babysitting.
So where did the name come from, Ladybug?
Well, when we started, all I knew that I wanted was a red and black scheme. And then we just sat there and brainstormed.
Yeah, that was it. We just
is that your, is any of it, what part of this is your idea? Like, what's your role in this?
I do all the computer stuff, the graphics. I package everything, design how everything's going to look together.
Yeah, so I do the cooking and she does all the other stuff. You know, I'm basically the creative side and she does the executive work, which would, you know, I was surprised at how involved that part of it is, right? So it's social media and taking pictures and all that stuff, which I didn't really want to do. It's hard enough because these cheeses are so temperamental. I'm starting a cheese right now that I'm hoping to have ready by Mother's Day. So while I'm doing that, you know, she does all the non-glamorous stuff, right? Shannon does dirty work.
So what do you think? So how is it going? Is this something that you are going to continue to do when COVID is over? Are you ever going back to service?
We would love to make it something we did full time. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to scale up production. We've been just selling out of everything that we can possibly make with the two of us.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. We'd love to be able to get them to more people because right now it's like we'll post them online and within a day it's like, oh boy, we're about to sell out.
Have you thought about like how much do you need to sell to sustain yourselves? Are you there?
We're almost there. I mean, it's within working distance right now, but with the two of us, we're just maxed out the way we're doing it now. And there's big breaks in between our drops, basically, because we have to, you know, some of the cheeses have to age, and by the time we time them to put them out. So we'd love to be able to do just a bunch of that, but that's going to take having our own space and a small staff.
So basically, we're just trying to get Ladybug to take care of itself. We're just trying to take whatever we make from Ladybug and put it away in order to get Ladybug to be a much more functioning entity that we can actually live off of.
So what do you anticipate will happen after COVID? Because it seems like you're not the only one that's ventured out to do their own kind of homemade, handmade craft item.
Well, I mean, if there's one thing that we've learned about this whole thing is that there's a demand for this particular product. So I don't think that that's going to go away once COVID goes away, or at least I'm hoping it doesn't. So it's kind of a niche product in a niche market. Right. So I'm kind of hoping that that doesn't change when the pandemic stops and everything and life resumes to normal.
People who wanted vegan charcuterie will still want vegan charcuterie.
Sure, sure. I mean, it's not like we're making tacos, you know. No offense against tacos. I love tacos. They're delicious. Right. But
this is very specialized.
Yes, this is a very specific thing. And I started thinking about making pot pies. And the idea was to make something that was a little bit more of a market for, more unusual. And, you know, cheese seemed to be it.
Huh. So tell me about your cheese. You've got a variety of different cheeses, but then you also have vegan meats?
Yes. Yes, we do. Right now, there's three different meats that I've been... The meats I could actually use some more dedication to because I only have three. I have a pastrami, a salami, and a pepperoni that I make. But that's something that I would like to venture more into. But that's something that's going to take more time, more staff. You know, once we start thinking about, like, an actual space and hiring staff and stuff like that, I can expand those. Basically, we're just waiting. Basically, we're just kind of, like, trying to hold our own until we can expand.
And crackers?
Oh, yeah, we make our own crackers. Shannon makes the crackers.
I make the crackers, yeah.
Tell me how you make them.
They're actually really simple. It's just flour, olive oil, water, salt, some herbs, spice it up.
Yeah, people always seem amazed when we tell them that we make our own crackers. And I'm like, you could probably make your own crackers yourself. You have everything that you have for them in your house. But you probably won't make them as good as Shannon does. So just, you know, get ours.
It's the skill and the time and the patience.
Yes.
Her cracker rolling technique is par excellence.
So what's next for Ladybug?
I'd like to break out of the cycle, but what we're doing right now is we're operating in 3-week cycles where we take about 2 weeks to get the product and all the orders ready and whatnot, and then we just make as much as we possibly can, and when we just sell everything, and then we take a week off to just kind of recuperate, really just a couple days off just for ourselves because it's hard work. There's some days where we're just going at it for like 10, 12 hours a day for like, you know, for like 2 weeks straight. And then the other part of that week is basically just coming up with new items to sell because I don't want Ladybug to be just the same five cheeses every time, right? So that takes some kicking back. And then we just, once that happens, we get back on it and do it again. But ideally, what I'd like Ladybug to be is an entity that's constantly operating rather than just like popping up every 3 weeks.
Yeah. And you want to get like a commissary space or...
During these days, it's something that I have to think about. I've heard not great stories about commissary spaces. Right now, because we've been in the service industry for so long, we actually have a lot of goodwill. People have been really supportive towards us and like towards like our endeavors and whatnot. So we know a lot of people who have restaurants that aren't operational 7 days a week or only operate, you know, at night for with very limited hours. And they're very graciously offered their spaces to us. You know, like we operate out of the Abbey on Mondays. So yeah, we'd like to get our own space.
Do you think that this is the future of food, that like everything is virtual where you order it? It gets delivered. You're not going to go to like stores. You don't have to go to a store to pick it up.
I think that there are certain things that are going to stay after the pandemic. And I think that, I think there's some certain things that are going to stay after the pandemic. And I think that people are definitely jonesing to go back and sit down and have a meal and a beer or whatever. But I think people are also getting really used to the idea of everything coming to their door. And I think that at least some elements of that are going to stick around. So whether or not everything's going to stay the way it is right now, I don't know. But I just hope that people still like vegan cheese after this is all over.
I think we're going to have, it sounds like we're going to have a lot more craft items, a lot of like handmade stuff.
Yes, I was talking to one of my friends and she was saying that she makes her own, what is it, soaps or something like that. And she was saying that she's seen a lot of uptake in her business. I have another friend who makes her own jewelry and she was also said that she had a very good holiday season herself. So it's a lot of people supporting each other. It's a lot of people understanding what the situation is and being like, I myself bought way more craft items from friends who were making them themselves this year than I ever really have. And it's just and it was just mostly being like, you know, just trying to help other people out.
All right, so where can we get your vegan charcuterie?
Well, if you go to ladybugphiladelphia.com, we should be popping up in a week or two here and offer our next charcuterie board. And you can just follow us on Instagram at ladybugphiladelphia and keep up with us. And we'll try to be very active on there and keep people posted because it seems that if we go away for any prolonged period of time, people start to get mad at us.
You don't want them to forget.
We don't want them to forget. Yeah.
All right. Adam Campos and Shannon Netty are Ladybug Philadelphia with their vegan charcuterie boards and cheeses. Thank you so much. And crackers. And crackers.
And crackers. Yeah. Don't forget the crackers.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.